Empower Truth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with the thought for today. Empower Truth. How often we go around empowering what we don't want. And we say, that's the fact. That's the truth. Is it the truth? Is it just an appearance? Is it something that's passing by? Is it a reality that remains forever and ever and ever? Or what is the truth? When we say empower the truth, what do we mean? Empower the truth. What does that include? Empower truth. Truth is, I like me. Truth is, all is in divine order. Truth is, the world is beautiful according to my thought, according to my thinking, according to my living, according to my attitudes. I am surrounded by lovely experiences, joyous experiences, powerful experiences, all to the good. Now, those are statements that are rather good, aren't they? Those are statements of a power and statements of truth and statements of desire, if you want to say that. Okay, now, what happens when I empower truth? Well, when I empower truth, I get the results of the truth that I empower. Now, we oftentimes think negative is not truth. But negative is just as much truth on the relative level as goodness is on the relative level, and as goodness is on the absolute level, and as negative is on the absolute level. Only on the absolute level, negative is not called negative, and good is not called good. It is called that which is. It is just called that which exists. Now, you mean negative things exist on the absolute level? No. There is no word negative on the absolute level. It is just an is. It is an is that exists without value judgment given to it. Now, we on the relative level, where we all are very definitely living, very definitely having our experiences, we on the relative level name things, and in our naming of them, we empower them to be plus or minus beneficial or non-beneficial. What is it that we'd like to have them be? What is it we'd like to have these things, experiences, attitudes, things that are going on in our world, what we'd like to have them be? What would we like to have them be? Now, we use the term empower truth. Okay? All is a divine in divine order. All is in divine order. Now, we presume that divine order is something beneficial, something lovely, something fantastic, something glorious. Now, if we say all is in divine order, and that's what we mean, then that's what we experience. However, if we say all is in divine order, and then in our next breath we say some things are not in divine order, then we are saying that divine order is a judgment. Divine order is a good or a not good. And this can never be. Divine order is and is. Divine order has no value judgment to it, no right, no wrong, no good, no bad, no up, no down. Divine order is. Now, do you want to say all is in divine order? Divine order includes everything on the relative level. And in the absolute level, what does divine order include? Well, when you take away the value judgments, when you take away a judgment of any kind, no judgment, then divine order includes everything, and there is nothing bad. There is nothing good. All things are. And since all things are without value, then where does the value come in? Well, the value comes in as a temporary game we play from moment to moment. One moment we judge something good, and the next moment we judge the very same thing to be not good. And if we have this attitude in our mind, if we empower this thinking in our mind and in our brain, and we allow it to sort of be in our world, then that's what we experience. Now, we find it difficult to express the fact that we are absolute, that we are the allness. We find it very difficult. That's all we'd like to say we are. But we haven't even learned how to say that the relative is absolute expressing. And when we say the relative is absolute expressing, then a number of things sort of disappear from our thinking system. And one of the things that disappear from our thinking system is judgment. Judgment, you see, absolute exists everywhere all the time and all the time the same. The relative exists in a changing mode. It one moment claims something to be beneficial and the next moment claims something else to be beneficial and the previous thing not to be beneficial. Now, absolute could not do that. Absolute doesn't have that in its gender. It doesn't have that in its way of thinking. Absolute only has in its way of thinking that all is, without value, without judgment, all is. And in all is, in absolute, we say, I would like an ice cream cone. Well, that's fine. Ice cream cone is an ice cream cone. It's a lovely, tasteful thing, and it makes you feel good when you eat it. And when you're done, it makes you feel good, and everything is fine. Now, we put values on it. We say ice cream is cold. Oh, that's all right. We say ice cream is lovely to the tongue. It's a good-tasting feeling. Yeah, it's good. We say ice cream is fattening. Oh, now that's an unnecessary thing to say. We say ice cream has a lot of sugar in it, and the sugar is not beneficial for the body. Well, that's not a nice thing to say. And we say all sorts of things. Now, as we say these things, we give them power. We empower those things as a reality in our world. They're not really real. What is real is ice cream is. What is not real is ice cream has values. The moment I give it values, then it becomes a changeable, variable experience. It's not that it's bad, it's not that it's good, but it becomes changeable and variable. When I can start thinking in my thought and realizing in my thought that all is in divine order, and I say, here in the mountains we have a lot of critters living around us, and they're all doing their thing. There are coyotes, and there are bobcats, and there are mice, and there are rabbits, and there are squirrels, and there are ground squirrels. There are every kind of a creature that you could imagine, and people, and people, and dogs, and cats, all walking around up on the mountain here. Now, some things we would like to see. Some things we would enjoy having in our presence, our dogs and our cats. But we don't want our dogs everywhere. We don't want them up on top of the kitchen table. We don't want the cats up on top of the kitchen table. We don't want the mice up on top of the kitchen table. Where do the mice belong? The mice belong outside. We are not saying they have no right to exist. We're merely saying that is where they live. And our dog lives in the house with us. And he has a place to sleep, and the place is not sitting at my desk. The place is not standing at the kitchen sink and preparing some food for himself. The place is doing whatever I choose to have him do. Now, I can train that dog. I can train that dog to do all sorts of interesting things, and they will do it. I can even train the dog to appear to talk. And I can make up the fact that he is speaking. Now, these are all great things. In fact, I can even create the dog to have all the virtues or all of the attitudes of a human being. The dog can talk, the dog can think as a human being thinks, with the past, present, and future, all that sort of stuff. I can train a dog to sit at the table, to use a knife and fork. It's kind of awkward because he's not built for that particular device. But whatever he is built for, whatever he is able to do, I can create him doing, if I choose to. But I choose to have my dog stay on the floor. I choose to have my dog sit in a chair, yes, okay, but not at the table. I choose to have my dog not beg. I choose to have my dog beg. I choose to have my dog bark. I choose to have my dog not bark. I choose to have my dog under my absolute command, under my absolute thought command, and whatever I think my dog responds to. I choose to do all the things Cesar Millan teaches us about how to handle dogs and how to train them and how to work with them. Now, I do the same thing with my cats. I don't allow my cats to be everywhere. And if I do allow my cats to be everywhere and I smile when I see them up on top of the counter or up on top of the table or in places that they shouldn't be, if I smile or I think, oh, how interesting, I empower them. But if I always see my cats on the floor doing what is normal for them to do, that's great. If I always see the mice living around our beautiful property up here, always playing outside, enjoying themselves, having their holes outside, their houses, having all of their food outside, all of the things they need and want, and then they'll be there. But the moment I start seeing them in the house, I empower them to be in the house. If I ever allow my consciousness to see a mouse in the house, I'm not doing a good thing. And there are storybooks written about these things, and there are all sorts of adventures written about mice being all sorts of places. And if that's what I want to have, then that's what I'll have. But am I the master myself? Am I the one who puts the cause in motion where these critters are going to live? Am I going to say, I enjoy good health? Or am I going to say, I enjoy poor health? Am I going to say, every time someone says, well, how are you today? Not wanting to have your health report, but just wanting to have the truth about yourself. I'm fantastic. I feel wonderful. I feel glorious. Oh, I feel so good. Or maybe not so outward. You just say, fine. Okay. Good. And let it go at that. But the thing is, if you ever empower the fact that you didn't sleep too well, or you have a headache, or you have a cold, or you have whatever, you empower that negative or that unbeneficial thing, experience of health, to take place in your life. And as you empower that, so it does. You see, we are the creators of our world. In every word we speak, in every thought we think, in every action we take, in whatever we do, we're the creators of our world. And we empower the truth by our word and our thought and our action. Everything we do empowers truth. And the truth may be that we are ill. Now, do you want to empower that? Or do you want to empower the fact that you are whole and perfect? And you say, well, that's a lie. It's not true. Are you going to empower the phrase, I'm whole and perfect, and be whole and perfect? Or are you going to empower the phrase, I'm not feeling so good, and that may be the appearance at the moment, and have it continue to be? We have the privilege, and we have the right, we have the power, we have the opportunity to speak our word at any time and empower whatever truth we want. If we're quick enough, we can empower the truth about ourselves the instant something contrary to that truth appears in our life. The instant we feel a slight tummy ache, we don't say, oh, my tummy. We say, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I am, and believe it or not, it works. It works. When a doctor walks into a patient and, excuse me, the patient's in the hospital, and the doctor comes up to the patient and says, "My, you're looking great. You're coming along just fine." And the patient feels just really bad. And the doctor says, "I'm proud of you. You're a good patient. You're doing everything. You're responding to all of the treatment we're giving you just beautifully. I'm so proud of you." If the doctor were to say things like that more often, maybe they say them more than we know. But people are in such a state that they don't hear it. But if a doctor would say those things every time the doctor went in to see the patient would say, "This doctor doesn't know my problem. This doctor doesn't know where I'm coming from. This doctor doesn't know what's going on in me." And the doctor does know what's going on in you. The doctor does know that he empowers the truth about you. You came to the doctor to be whole and perfect. You did not come to the doctor to be sick. You did not come to the doctor to tell him all of your pains and all of your aches. You came to tell him all of your perfect qualities. And you want him to help you make them even more perfect, more wonderful, more fantastic. And he does. He does. Our world is a world of empowerment. And as we live in this world of empowerment, we empower the things that are important to us. Now ask yourself, what is important to you? What is important to your life? What is important to your world? Do you want mice in your house? Do you want the cats running all over the tabletops and everywhere? Do you want your dog sitting at the table and eating? Do you want your dog taking anything off the table? They have to be trained. And our thoughts are just like our pets. They have to be trained. And as we train our thoughts, they will do for us a beautiful service. And as we train our pets, our dogs, they will be able to do us a beautiful service, a loving service. I call my dog, my big golden retriever, a big lover. He's a big lover. And he likes people, but he can tell when people are unhappy, when people are sad, when people are mad, when people are angry. And he will defend us against those people, against those attitudes. Once the people become loving, there's no more defense. But so long as the people are not loving, the dog wants to defend. That's his nature. Now, we train all dogs just to tell us when they sense an unloving attitude, but let us act upon it from then on. We put the cause in motion that only loving attitudes come into our presence, into our life, into our awareness. We're the creator of our world. From the word go, from the very word go, we're the creator of our life, every aspect of our life, every aspect of our being. And it's up to us now to claim this wonderful quality of perfection by empowering the truth. So join with me today to empower the truth about yourself, about your life, about your world, about your every attitude that could ever be. No judgment, only one. It exists, and that is it. Now, we choose from the big container of existence things that delight us. All the things that delight us. And there are things there that don't delight us, and we don't choose to play with them, not because we don't want them, but because we do want the things that delight us. So empower the things that delight you today, and watch how they happen in every way for you now. I love you. I love you. I love you.